Welcome back to another thrilling episode of Drama Dance. Remember, season 1, episode 7. Alhamdulillah for another beautiful and blessed day of Ramadan. As we bid farewell to this sacred month, I pray that Allah deems us worthy of witnessing many more blessed Ramadan to come our way, inshallah. Ameen. Throughout this series, I have been sharing insight and lessons from the Holy Quran and the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, guiding us towards a life devoted to the worship of Almighty Allah. Today, I am particularly eager to explore the significance of Eid celebration and the essential preparations as Muslims undertake in anticipation of this joyous occasion. Eid celebration holds a profound importance in Islam, serving as a time for reflection, gratitude, and communal celebration. The Quran and the Hadith offer guidance on how we should approach this special day and prepare ourselves spiritually and physically, exploring the significance of Eid celebration. In Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 185, Allah says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِّلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَن شَهِدَ مِنكُمُ الْأَشْهَرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ وَمَن كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ ولتكملوا وليداتا ولتكبروا هلا هلا ما هداكم ولا ألكم تشكرون. Allah says Ramadan is a month in which the Quran was revealed as a guide for humanity with clear proofs of guidance and decisive authority. So whoever is present this month, let them fast. But whoever is ill or on a journey or traveling, let them fast an equal number of days after Ramadan. Allah intend ease for you, not hardship, so that you may complete the prescribed period and proclaim the greatness of Allah for guiding you, and perhaps you will be grateful. These verses highlight the significance of Ramadan, as you can see, the month in which the Quran was revealed, and the importance of fasting. The Eid celebration marks the end of this blessed month and serves as a time for expressing gratitude for the guidance bestowed upon us by Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized the significance and the importance of Eid celebration and unity among Muslims. And according to Anas ibn Malik, who narrated in Sahih Bukhari, it says Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never proceeded for Eid al-Fitr prayer without first eating some dates. As you can see, these hadiths also did highlight the Prophet's sunnah of eating dates before Eid prayer. So make sure you eat some dates before going to Eid, okay? And it also reflects the joyous spirit of Eid festivities. It also serves as a reminder for Muslims to uphold the practice of Eid while fostering the unity within the community. Therefore, in preparation for Eid celebration, let us all focus on both spiritual and physical preparations. And in addition to performing Eid prayer and celebrating with loved ones and family, let us not forget the significance of Zakat al-Fitr. It is very, very important. A form of charity obligatory upon every Muslim before Eid prayer. Let us make sure we pay our Zakat and make sure we can actually make it happen before Eid, inshallah. Allah also reminds us in Surah An-Naziyah, verse 40 to 41, Allah says, وَحَمَّا مَا خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي وَنَّهَا نَفْسَهَا النَّفْسَهَا عَنِي الْحَوَى فَعِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِوَ الْحَمَى. But as for he who feared the position of his Lord and prevented the soul from unlawful inclination, then indeed paradise will be his refuge. These verses also remind us to fear Allah and abstain from unlawful desires. Even as we celebrate Eid, let us uphold the principles of piety and righteousness in all our actions. It is very, very important. And as we anticipate the joyous occasion of Eid celebration, let us reflect on the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And may Allah accept our fasting, prayers, and act of worship during this Ramadan. And may Allah grant us the strength to continue our journey of faith beyond this blessed month. Ameen. Before we conclude, let us recite the dua for the day, a supplication cherished by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. during the last 10 days of Ramadan, especially towards the end when Eid is already coming. And the dua of the day, it says, Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbal afu fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are forgiving and love forgiveness, so forgive me. May Allah accept all of our hearts of ibadah, and may He bless you and your loved ones abundantly. Do have yourself a beautiful iftar and Eid celebration. Eid Mubarak. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Ramadan to Remember, brought to you by the Connecting the Dot podcast. I hope you find inspiration and valuable insight to help you on your journey of personal growth. Don't forget to subscribe and listen to my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube channel. And stay tuned for more episodes filled with exciting stories and lessons to help you become the best version of yourself. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.